Maseches Peah Perkei, Mishnah Vav 5-6. A mocher es sedeo, if one sells his field, and let's say the both seller and the purchaser are aniyim, who would be eligible for the various matanos laniyim, to take the peah leket shech, etc. A mocher mutar, the mocher previously, since he owned the field, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, which would proscribe him, which forbid him from taking the various gifts, even though he's poor, because he must give it to another, ani. Once he is the seller, the fact that he raised it up to this point and he cultivated it doesn't matter. Now he doesn't own the field. So when the chiyuv kicks in of leaving peah for leket and shechah, which starts with the harvesting, it's in the hands of the new person. And therefore the mocher, the one who used to own but now doesn't own, is mutter, is allowed to collect the peah leket and shechah. Valokeach asur. The person who purchased the field, even though he's an ani, now that he owns the field, even if he's still poor and he only has borrowed funds, etc., now that he owns the field and it's his, he is forbidden from taking the peah leket and shechah, etc., from his field. New point. The Mishnah says, Lo yiskor adam esapolim al manas shilakad bno achrav. A person may not hire workers to work their field with the understanding that the workers are allowed to let their son or sons go behind them. Meaning that the worker would be harvesting, and as he harvests, the worker's son trails behind that worker, picking up whatever leket might fall. That's forbidden for a number of reasons. First of all, it's forbidden because the field owner is essentially negotiating a price, which is obviously an economic benefit, an additional economic benefit to the worker. And therefore, he presumably will be able to allow himself to be hired for less, and which means that part of the economic payment that's due to the worker will be offset by the leket, or the rights to collect the leket that are going to the worker's son. That being the case, essentially the owner of the field is using the leket, or peah and shechah, as indirect payment for working the field, and that of course is forbidden. In addition, the worker who specifically allows his son to trail him, essentially is stealing from the other aniyim in town, since this son has an unfair advantage by, you know, picking the leket as it drops, etc., or knows where the leket is. So that totally disadvantages the other poor people, essentially stealing from them, which would also be a crime and forbidden. And finally, there's an obvious conflict of interest, which may be agreed between the two, but certainly is frowned upon. Once you're a worker and you're supposed to be acting in the best interest of your employer, if you have the competing interest of providing for your son, so you might be a little extra sloppy in your harvesting process to leave extra leket or whatever it is, shecha, and that, of course, would be also unacceptable. So for all those reasons, lo yiskor adam esapolim al manas shilakad bno achrav, a person may not hire workers with the understanding or with the stipulation that the worker's child or children could trail behind them. Mi she'eino maniach es aniyim lilkot. If a person doesn't allow the poor to collect the leket from his field, or the peah for that matter, etc., meaning, let's say, he doesn't let them in, or often enough, or he rushes them off the field, stuff like that. O shu maniach es echad ve'echad lo. Or he plays favorites, allowing one poor person to get access to the field and another one not. O shu misayeh es echad mehem. Or if it provides any sort of advantage of one over the other. Let's say he helps one by telling him where the extra leket is or the extra shecha is, whatever the case might be, by providing a benefit to one over the other. All those things are forbidden because the idea was just to be ozev, to abandon it to the ani and the ger to help themselves. And by favoring one or the other, by trying to help one, you're actually sort of disadvantaging and effectively stealing from the other. And all those kinds of cases where you're essentially stealing from the poor, even if you have good intentions to help another poor person, that's forbidden. And Hareze Gozel Es Aniyim, he's considered to be someone who's stealing from the poor. Al Ze Ne'emar, on such a person, the Pasuk says, Al Taseg Gvul Olim. Now the truth is the Pasuk in Mishlei reads Al Taseg Gvul Olam, which means do not encroach upon or move the borders, the eternal borders. Gvul Olam, eternal borders. But we're reading it not as Olam, but Olim, those who go up. Don't encroach upon their borders, don't cross the line with respect to those who go up, which could mean one of two things, according to the Bartanura. The first is who came up, the people from Mitzrayim. When they came to Israel, that's when these laws came into effect, and the laws were set in place from the beginning, and don't encroach upon those those hard and fast set rules about allowing the Neim to collect what's their due, etc., and getting involved. The other pshat here is that Olim means those who go up, like in modern Hebrew, Olim are those who make Aliyah, you know, they immigrate to Israel. So it's like Lashon Sagi Nahar. It's a euphemism. We're talking about the people who are the most downwardly mobile, you know, the downtrodden bottom stratum of socioeconomic well-being. So really these are people on the way down, but we call them euphemistically Olim, people on the way up. And we say Al Taseg Gvul Olim, don't encroach into the border, the barriers, the boundaries of the purview of the people who have fallen in society, who are calling Olim, those who are euphemistically on the way up.